ever seen. So it's an exciting time. You may say that the market is actually going backwards. In fact, it is. But we can go the opposite way, and I've shown and I've learned how to do that. You're listening to Career Fast Track, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche on CITR. You can listen to us, of course, at 101.9 FM or online at www.citr.ca. We also have podcasted shows on the website, citr.ca. I want to mention straight off the bat is that we did a fundraiser in, I believe it was October, and I can already see results in the studio. I have been off 3 months, haven't seen the results. For example, right now in front of me, a new monitor, and it makes a huge difference. I can now multitask between two medias. So the BBC was on before, and I also have my Burly, which is our software we use to queue up songs like my intro for Got a Job. So thank you for your contributions. It's already making a difference, and I believe the quality of the show you're going to receive. Up front, I want to start with mentioning that today I want to be receiving calls from you. Driving in, I said I wanted to hear two types of phone calls. One was success story of someone who's been able to find a good opportunity in this market. So if you've been successful in landing an opportunity that maybe you didn't think was possible, or you went after it, or you just never thought of how the market was affecting you, and you were able to find some success in finding employment over the last, let's say, 3 months. Of course, I want to also hear from those of you out there who haven't had an opportunity to find some good opportunities that maybe you're stuck, you're feeling in a rut, you don't know how to make the move. You're finding that the negativity out on the market is draining you and sapping your motivation. One of my commitments for the show here is to really focus on putting you in control. I'm reading a book now entitled Face Your Fear and Do It Anyway. I'll tell you, if there's anything that I think controls our behavior, it's our fear. And literally doing something new can feel like we're going to die. Finding a new career opportunity can feel as if you're going to actually not survive. To change a career means to give up previous security, to go in a place of unknown and facing your fear. If fear is in any part a player in your life, you must pick up, purchase this book. It's been around for 20 years, and I recommend you purchase it, and I recommend you buy it. It's a fast read, and I promise you, you won't like me if you start reading it, and you especially will not like the author. The reason for that is because it's going to force you to get into action, but the right kind of action to face your fears. And the author asks you wonderful questions around how to move forward. And I have to tell you, one of my greatest challenges in working with people who are full of fear is that your fear is transferred onto me. So how am I able to work through not only my fear, but your fear? I find it's a double whammy in the work that I do, and I've been forced to really take on fear at full force, been able to work through it. I feel the fear, but as the book entitled says, I do it anyway. So can you. So I'm taking calls at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, success stories or sad stories. Either way, success story, you can just share them with me, and I'll thank you for the share. And sad stories, or maybe is stuck in a rut stories, I'll hear you and I'll thank you for sharing. If you want me to give you advice, I can also do that for you, so no problem. The best time for you to call me is during my breaks. I usually take a break around 5:40 and also around 5:50. During the break, give me a call, 822-2487. So what have I learned over the last 3 months that will put you in the driver's seat of your career? I taught a six-step model, which is very unique to the Sauder School of Business. A program put together by the entire Career Center over there around helping individuals move through the cycles of finding work that they not only love, but that will be paid very well. The first step is, of course, you know, knowing yourself. But I'm going to share with you an insight that you may have never considered before. The first three steps are all about identifying what it is you love and then setting a goal to move towards it. But it's not enough. The number of people that I've put through this the first three steps of the six-step model that come to me and say, Philip, I don't know what to do next, is too scary to number. And one of the greatest reasons I've realized this is because when they are faced with knowing themselves, then knowing the market, and then being strategic and making decisions based on what they know about themselves and then the market, they're forced to make a decision. Decisions and your lack of making them is your number one deterrent to moving forward in your career. I swear there's a book on that subject. Lots of books written around decision making, but how can you actually apply it to your career? I have learned that in step one, you're going to learn all about yourself. You learn, you do those assessment tools. In fact, you can even do Google free career assessment, and there's 5 to 10 that will come up right away. Do them. They're great. The problem is a hand doesn't come out of the screen and put its hand around your throat and say, if you don't decide in the next 2 weeks, you are going to be massively unhappy. You may be depressed, and you may like move into a basement apartment and hate it, and it's really humid and it's wet and you just can't stand it. But unfortunately, the computer doesn't do that. So the model tries to help you with your decision making. Once you've figured out who you are, then the next step is to understand what the market is. It's called the inside out and the outside in approach. If you simply go after work you want because the market is hot, if real estate's hot and you find a job in real estate but never asked, do you like it? That's a problem. So model one, and it's a very basic model. Any career coach you go and meet will show you this model, but they won't show you how to move past step three. I'll show you on this show. That's my commitment for today's show. The number one value I want to offer to you. Now, as I share these stories with you, I want you to think about your own life. How are you able to successfully or not successfully move through these steps? Give us a call during the breaks at 822-2487. So step two is all about understanding the market. What is available? What are the career opportunities? Of course, you may or may not know. Healthcare is booming. IT is booming. So you may say, well, then I'm going to go into IT. Everyone knows. Sauder School of Business. This is an interesting fact that the number one option right now, the top three are accounting, finance, and marketing. MIS is way, way down, almost non-existent. MIS is basically technology for business people. Back in 1999, when the bubble was going crazy, it was, I believe, right up there with accounting, finance, and marketing. I believe now it's around 3 to 5%. It went up to like 20 to 30%. That is ridiculous. That is because people are driven by the outside-in approach. If you don't start with the inside-out approach, you're toast. So if you're driven by the external environments, if your parents are telling you what to do, I promise you, you can be successful. I promise you, you will not be happy. They're called your influencers. When you work through this model, you start to identify what influences you, whether positive or negative. If it's positive, it's great. If it's negative, you have to remove it. How do you remove your influencers? I promise you that one of your influencers are the people or society in your life. But one influence, which is extremely difficult to change, are your beliefs. So let me ask you, what poor beliefs do you have in your life that are destroying it and limiting your ability to move forward in your career? I recently took a road trip. It was to celebrate the end of my course down the coast of California, and it was rather fun. Drove through Oregon, down the California coast, went to Cannon Beach, visited the Redwoods in Northern California, then down onto San Francisco, ended up in Hearst Castle, some rich dude who currently owns Cosmopolitan, Oprah's Magazine, Harper's Bazaar, all that kind of stuff. So got to see his mansion. Doesn't live there anymore, just lets us folks view his bedroom and washroom. It was rather interesting. Then came up through the Napa Valley. Napa Valley was one of the areas I was most surprised with. I expected to not be pleased because I've never been happy at looking at a plant. But I was most interested in the buildings that were behind the plants. The architecture was very fascinating. The people were great. And of course, when you consume beverages that have a base that make you feel happy if you consume a little bit, I don't like much, but just a touch makes you feel good inside. So what does my road trip have to do with this show? It has everything to do with the show because I bought 3 audio programs. I'm on the road for how many hours here? It was roughly a 7-week trip, a 7-day trip, and 80% of it was on the road. 3,000 miles, rather kilometers. So how is it possible for me to spend my time and receive value that I can pass on to you? Well, I bought 3 audio programs. I listened to them, and I want to share with you the greatest lesson that I learned around the inhibitor in your life. And those are dangerous and negative belief systems that are destroying your life. How can we reprogram you so that you can move through step 3 on the model to find a career you want? It's more than just what you want, but it's able to move through the fear. But if it's just moving through the fear can be so great for many people, you cannot move through it. So it involves changing your belief system. There's a lot of writing on this, but maybe you've never heard of it before. Next, after the break, I want to share with you how to change your belief system so that you replace it with a positive one, so that you can move forward in ways you had never considered possible before. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We're moving into our public service announcement. Now is your opportunity to give us a call, 604-822-2487, with your stories.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
I got a car.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. How can you move through the negative beliefs that are causing you the inability to move forward in your career? So at the beginning of the show, I talked to you about the six stages of career development that will take you from being either unemployed or in a position you absolutely detest to a position where you've actually negotiated an increased salary, loving your work, and actually making a contribution. Let me set a vision for what I think is possible. Vision setting is so powerful. Once you can connect to a vision that excites you enough, well, let me pass on a vision to you that you can incorporate. You can steal from me. Take it. It's free. Once you take it, you can run with it. There are no dues due. There's no copyright on this. In fact, there was a wonderful speech given by Oprah. I don't follow Oprah's career very much. I don't watch much of her shows, but she's so powerful. I came across a speech she gave at Howard, I believe, University, her alma mater where she graduated from. She talked about being in service. She says, when you are in service to others, you will automatically have happiness and money come to you. So my question to you is, where can you be of greatest service on this planet? Whom can you service on this planet? What gift do you have that you can share with others so that you are in service of others? There's a great quote out there by Zig Ziglar that says, if you give enough people what they want, you get everything you want. So if you are currently unhappy, I'm going to ask you, are you servicing others? Are you helping others? Whether that's selling a product or managing a team to get a cell phone off on the market or starting your own business in construction, who are you helping? Because if you're in construction, you're helping people build their beautiful homes. If you're excavating and building holes, you're helping people again build their homes. If you're talking about, if you work in architecture, you get to construct beautiful structures. I know Craig, a friend of mine recently, is talking about his work in architecture. Think about why you're doing something. Who are you servicing? It's not a matter of earning a living. I couldn't give a crap about a career. Personally, I think the human being is not designed to work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. I don't think we're designed to do that. Some people absolutely adore it, but it's because the reason they adore it is because they found their place of service. It's inhumane to put a human being in an office for 8, 9, 10 hours a day. Doesn't work. I don't think we're made to do that. So if we're going to be doing that, let's be of service to others. Once you do that, then you're positioned to move forward, connect with the vision of why you're doing something, add purpose, and move forward in ways you never thought possible. That's the vision for the show. We're talking about step 1, 2, and 3 on the model. 1 says get to know yourself. 2 says get to know the market. Once you understand what you like to do, once you understand what others want, then you're in a position to actually match. I call the market match, who you are with the market, but you can't do it and you can't make a decision, which is step 3 called being strategic. You cannot make a decision because you have belief systems and lots of them. Do you feel that you're not worth $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year? Do you feel too afraid to actually go for the top position? Are you afraid that others will look down on you? Are you afraid that others will judge you? Are you afraid of losing the security? Do you believe that since your parents weren't successful, you will not be successful. I'm trying to read in your mind now and understand what it is that you believe that is holding you back. I promise you, if you have the courage to face these beliefs, I promise you the first thing you'll realize, the first question you must ask yourself now is, what is the payoff? What is the benefit in receiving or continuing to believe in this? What is the benefit in your life for you to continue to believe that you are not good enough? And I'll reveal that personally, I've had to face this question myself. I believe that when you ask yourself, am I good enough? It's because you're pushing yourself. When you're pushing yourself, every single time you will have to answer the question, am I worth going to the next level of consciousness? Am I worth being paid more? Money has nothing to do with money. Money has to do with self-worth, and are you worth it? I believe you are, but do you believe you are? So are you worth it? Do you genuinely believe that you're not? And personally, I have that belief system in the past. I'm not worth it. Before starting this show, I said, no, I'm not worth it. What do I know? What do I have to share to others that's of value? And then I had a breakthrough meeting with a gentleman on an airplane. And I hear a lot of people saying the benefit of flying first class. Well, I flew first class once in my life. And then once I did, I sat beside a man and I told him about my interest in starting a show here. And he said, Philip, remember two things. People love stories, so tell your story. And two, start sharing where you're at now. And as you grow, so will your listeners. And I want to extend that message onto you. Wherever you are, there are people who know less than you. And it is so important that you share what's inside of you. So by looking at the benefits you receive in not moving forward, well, one of my benefits in saying that I wasn't good enough was I didn't even have to try, so I didn't fail. I couldn't stand the concept of failing because failing wasn't a failure. It was just proof that I wasn't good enough. Can you see how my belief was holding me back? And so what you have to then do is identify, and this, I got this particular message from Anthony Robbins' program. He's good at what he does, I will admit. It's called Awaken the Giant Within. He has a book, but I listen to the audio version. And he says, you've got to make the pain of not doing anything greater than the pain of doing something. And so for me, sitting on my bum and procrastinating was so depressing that the pain got greater than the pain or the fear of losing or failing at the radio show here. Once I saw the pain greater there, I was able to move forward in my career. Now you might say, well, what's better, being motivated by pleasure or pain? I don't know and I don't care, whatever it takes. So if you've got to be, the pain of being alone is going to make you, or the pain in your job, you hate it so much, is going to move you forward. I don't care whether it's that or the excitement of moving to something new, either or. But most people are most motivated by pain. So hope for reward, fear of loss. Usually it's the fear of loss that's going to cost you dramatically. So I'm going to move into break now. And during the break, I want to ask you, what negative belief, what lie are you living that is holding you back in such a way that you cannot move forward in your career, that's causing you stuck? What is the pain is causing you the rest of your life? Is you being stuck in your career affecting your personal life? Is it affecting your health? Are you on your deathbed because of it? Think about that. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We're moving on to the Fair Vote BC. Listen to this. We'll be back in 52 seconds, after which time you're going to have an opportunity to share with me a story. I understand you may feel uncomfortable sharing your story. So far, that's one thing you have to ask yourself. But I promise you that the first step in you moving forward is telling the truth. Sometimes the truth will set you free, and this time it's that time. 604-822-2487 is the number to call.
On May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BC STV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club. I got a car.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm excited to be here with you. I am extremely optimistic. When the market tanked in October, I was petrified. In fact, I thought I was out of a job because I could not motivate my clients, my customers, my students. I couldn't motivate anyone. Even on the air, I felt a lack of motivation. How was I able to move through that? If I wasn't inspired, how could you be inspired? That's when I brought in experts, working at the Sauder School of Business at the time, and I was working with individuals who came in, senior economists from the city, read a lot, found out that in today's market, what I'm teaching on this course and this radio show is even more important. I was really excited to hear that. I've made modifications in a few approaches, like the approach letter is one technique that I've never used before in the show, but we're now using it in this market. We'll be talking about the approach letter in future shows. It's a alternative to a cover letter, even if there's no job at a company. So I'm excited to share with you that I'm going with the times, but I'm facing fear as well. And that's what we're talking about today, is moving forward. Do I have a belief system that I'm good enough to actually be good in a crappy economy? Well, oddly enough, when the economy sucks, you need me more. So at the very moment you needed me the most was the very moment I wanted to run. And so whenever you're most needed in your positions, you're going to feel the stress. Do you have the courage to move through it? Do you have the courage to face that you are an unhappy woman? You are an unhappy man. Can you move through that? Well, I'm doing it, and it's not easy, folks. But if I have to do it, you have to do it. And I say we do it together. And my commitment on the show here is to generate a level of interest in your lives that we can start sharing a dynamic stories together. And I had a few of you call while I was on the air. I can't get your calls while I'm on the air. If you, in the next 8 minutes, feel so inspired to share, do so. I'll try to get you in. But in general, call during the break. It's the only way I can get you on the air. All right. Have you identified any beliefs that are holding you back, that are lies, that you decided you would believe in 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Now I'm going to share with you something very simple. If it's not serving you, there's a way to work through it so that you change that belief to something that will serve you. But it's hard and it's very challenging and it's very scary. If you don't want to be scared, stay where you are now. Decide to stay where you are, and that's okay. I don't judge you. But I judge you if you complain and criticize. You have two choices now. You either decide to face your fear and change your old belief systems, or you no longer criticize and complain at work. You shut up and you put out. And that's the choice you have. What would you prefer to do? Continue to criticize and complain, or face your fear and move forward? Here's what I've learned. You will not die. You will not die if you face your fear. You'll feel like you are. If you haven't picked up a copy of Anthony Robbins' book, Awaken the Giant Within, do it. It's just a good book. Now, one of the things I like about his approach, it's not a long approach. He says you can change your life in an instant, but it's the process it takes to get there. Isn't that a funny story? He says, I can change your life in an instant, but it's the process to get there. It might take you 70 years to get there. It might take you 30 years. But what I'm saying is there's a time in your moment, a moment in time in your life where you turn things around. Let me ask you, was there a time in your past where you turned things around? By asking yourself that question, you'll be convinced you can and you have in the past. And if you haven't, let's make this your first. So step three on the model I've been referring to is being strategic, your ability to make a decision to move forward. Why don't you make a choice? Make a decision in your life to either stop complaining and criticizing or pick up the book, awaken the giant within, and face those negative beliefs. And so here it is. Here's my challenge to you. Over the next week, before next show on Monday, 5:30, I want you to challenge yourself. Either stop criticizing and complaining, or you can continue to criticize and complain. I grant you access to criticizing and complaining only if you pick up the book and you start changing your beliefs. What's interesting is when you start changing your beliefs, you're going to start feeling more in control of your life. Your criticism, your complaining will go down. Virtually automatic. Why? Because you suddenly realize you're in control of your life. Others aren't. You've heard this message before. I've heard it before. I wasn't able to implement it in my life until recently. How are you able to implement it in your life? I believe it takes the motivation. I believe it takes a certain amount of energy to make the shift. And I hope that this show and this message today will get you moving. Do you feel the thrill? Do you see the opportunity in your life? Can you see what is possible when you actually commit and have control and take responsibility? It'll be scary, I promise you. But on the other side, I will be waiting for you. I will be waiting for you, and so will the others who have actually passed the test. And you don't know this, but others who've went through the changing and the shifting of beliefs have been what we call, in a way, initiated. And they know when someone else has moved forward. And one of the greatest realizations you'll have is when you meet with senior executives and senior individuals and companies, they have often, in order to get there, had to break through their fear. And when they see it in you, it will be like you fall in love. They'll know you went through it. And when you make through it, it's like a club, a women's club, a boys club. It's like a club where you all hang out together because you know you've all been through the same thing, and that's facing your fear, and that's huge. I believe you can do it. I genuinely believe you can face your fears. I want you to do it. I promise you that the pain of procrastinating is far greater than the pain of moving through your fear. I promise you, however, that you will feel like you need support. This show will act as a form of support. Next week, I will want to hear from you. You will call the show and tell me how it was to either stop complaining or face your fears. Do we have a pact? That's a yes. Silence is consent. I'm your host, Philip DeRoche, and I'm back from a three-month hiatus teaching a career management course at the Sauder School of Business. And over the next several shows, I will be sharing with you the lessons I've learned in helping the students, undergraduate business students, move from little or absolutely no self-awareness to the ability to appreciate value, negotiate it to a monetary place, and also find a place in their life where they can actually see where they can be of service to others. When they do that, two things come: satisfaction and success. And I've seen enough success stories to tell you that with confidence. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at citr.ca. I wish you lots of luck this week. I know you'll do well. I appreciate your efforts. You are special and you're good enough to go after it and take what you're worth and appreciate, as Anthony Robbins would say in his book, to awaken the giant within you.
Holy smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.